Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. He played 6 years with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He also played a couple of years with your Milwaukee Brewers. He is Paul Wagner. Wags, appreciate the time, man, today on such a somber note.
Absolutely, Billy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Wags, because I've said it earlier. I haven't cried yet, and I feel empathy for a lot of people. In this situation, man, you've been in locker rooms with MVPs. You played with Barry Bonds, and I know you've talked about what that was like. In this situation, a beloved guy like Yelich is, in this situation, at the top of his game right now. How can a team respond to that?
You know what? That's the magic. Everybody's looking for that answer, and Craig Counsell definitely. But those 25 now, the new 25 guys, the old 24 guys, you know, they got to look within themselves. And we were talking earlier, it's a big loss. It's by far probably the best player in the game in the National League next to Cody and Mike Trout in the American League, but definitely up there. But it's a different scenario than when you look in the NFL, an Aaron Rodgers to the Green Bay Packers or Giannis to the Milwaukee Bucks. Christian Yelich is that superstar for the Milwaukee Brewers, but his role isn't as not replaceable per se, but it can be overcome. I know it's a hard thing to swallow, but I think the boys know it. We've been through ups and downs. We've lost a Brandon Woodruff. We've lost Keston. We lost Moose for a little while. It's a lot easier to adapt to bumps in the road, to failures, or to the end, or to thinking it's all over. So I think this is just another one where you grab the bootstraps and you got to go after it. You got upteen more games left. You're a game behind Chicago, and you got to balls up.
Well, you do, and I guess the biggest question is, can they do this? I mean, do they have the talent to replace a Christian Yelich in their lineup?
Well, and you look at it, Gary, you got one guy hitting 330, and then you got a bunch of guys at 250, Locaine at 250, Grandel at 250. You got Ryan Braun having the best year he's had in many at about 278, 275. If you look at it statistically and you look at the lineup, you say absolutely not. Season's over. But the baseball is such a funny, funny game. Different guys rise to different occasions. And being in the lineup for four at-bats, we're definitely going to miss them. We're going to miss him in the outfield covering ground. He was a gold glover in Miami. But the biggest adjustment comes on the opposite side of the dugouts. It's where and how the other teams defend the Milwaukee Brewers. When you do your post-game shows, as you know in football, your pre-game, your scouting reports go over the guy for baseball is who can't beat you. Christian Yelich is the guy that can't beat us. That's what they say. Now, they can pitch to Moose. They can push. The reason why you put Christian Yelich at the three hole is because you can't avoid Braun, and you get a better year out of Lowe, and you get Keston Hira as a rookie playing good. Now we got to see the way these guys man up without the protection of a Christian Yelich in the lineup, and now with teams going right after him.
We talked earlier, Wags, about who that spotlight kind of falls on now. And we all kind of looked at Trent Grisham and said, whether he wants it or not, that's kind of where everybody's going to be looking at to see if he can carry his own weight now in this lineup. Not saying he has to have MVP-type numbers, but, you know, hit 275, hit 280, and hit a few home runs. Leroy earlier said for him, he thinks it comes back to Braun, and Braun now needs to step up the next couple of weeks. Is there a guy or two for you that you look at for his production to kind of get going a little bit?
Yeah, that's a heavy burden to throw on a rookie kid. I'm going to go with Leroy. Ryan Braun's got to—he's got to step it up. Ryan Braun was the MVP. He's the franchise player for so many years. Christian Yelich did overtake that role, but with him sitting down, Ryan Braun's got to come back to the forefront now and say, "Hey, boys, get on my back." I'll tell you what—we lose. We lost an MVP, but I was an MVP in years back, and we can still do this. Like I said, four at bats a game. We can avoid that. We got the defensive replacement. is big, don't get me wrong, but I'm not so worried about him in the field as I am as his plate presence and how it affects the rest of the lineup. But Ryan Braun's got to step it up.
Former MLB pitcher and our friend here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Paul Wagner, joining us on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wags, how would you get Woodruff back in the would you put him in the bullpen and let it come out sparingly, or would you put him back in the rotation later on? How would you work him back into it?
We don't have time to work him back. He's got to go right into the rotation, and he's got to give us a 6-plus outings. I mean, I hope he's getting that work down in Arizona. I know we've jumped the bullpen now with expanded rosters, but there's no monkeying around now with Brandon Woodruff. He goes right into the rotation. He's got to be back, unfortunate, but he's got to go right back to that number one role and give this ball club what he gave prior to his injury.
Paul, when you look at this team at this exact moment and with the manager that they have, do you feel confident that they will respond in a positive manner?
Man, that's a tough question.
You know me, Paul. I'm only asking the tough questions.
I think they will respond. Like I said, the comparisons to superstars in other sports, I think the weight lays heavier on those superstar players and not necessarily so much on a superstar baseball player. You can't replace Christian Yelich. There's no way we can. But there's a possibility with putting guys in the lineup and playing ball a little bit better, taking the extra base when we can, maybe be more aggressive from first to third on a base hit to right field rather than pulling up and waiting for Christian Yelich to hit the home run or the gapper. Maybe we need to spend Springerbite to bunt a little bit more. Maybe we got to manufacture some runs. So I think Craig Counsell's got to dig deep right now. He's got to figure out where he's going to get his offense from, because he's still going to manipulate the bullpen like he always does, and we're going to bitch and moan when it goes wrong, and we're going to be cheering when it goes right. But somehow this offense has got to fill that void. But I think it can be done. I think it really can be.
Hey, down with Paul Wagner, former Brewers pitcher here on the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Tell me from the pitching mentality side of this, Wags, when your best offensive player goes down like Yelich, I would think you feel a little bit more pressure as a pitcher now, knowing that, hey, look, this offense probably won't go as well as it did in the past. Now maybe I got to be a little bit more perfect.
No, yeah, I mean, that's the mentality that you're going to think of. But, hey, when you were the pitcher I was and I pitched every day game following a night game, that meant Barry had the day off. So I had to pitch like hell anyway.
Leland just didn't like you. That's all that was.
He didn't. Leland said, Barry needs a break. Wagner, you're on the mound.
Yep.
You go to the bump today. But, no, you realize it. You know where it is. But it's sports, and it is a human element, and it is the media seeing different things and analyzing so much. But when the 24 or 25 guys are there in the clubhouse, hey, Christian Yelich is hurt. He's done for the season. We have to move on. I mean, we got to know. We got to do something. So as a pitcher, yeah, you try to be a little bit more finer. But when you try to be finer and try to throw more strikes or more play, you know, you try to work it too hard, sometimes that comes and bites you in the ass. So you know what? You got to pitch your game, continue to do it, and just have faith in the guys that you went to spring training with. And, you battled for 5 months.
Wags, one guy that I think is going to be so vital for them being able to step up and be more of the pitcher that we've seen is Josh Hader at this point. And I understand he's not going to be able to pitch every day. I understand in the 18 games, maybe you're stretching it at saying that he can perform in eight of those games. But for them to be able to get to where they need to be, Josh Hader has been Josh Hader again. But how much do you think that they can rely on him here in the last 2.5 weeks?
Well, they're going to have to. Like you said, if he's limited in appearances and he's limited in innings, we can't have any first-pitch home runs like he's been doing or he did earlier in the season. Josh has got to revert back to what he did last year. You know, he worked reverse. We all know it. He throws 87 or 86.7% fastballs. You know what? If we know he throws 87% fastballs, gosh darn it, I know the guys on the other side know that too.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to start. He's got to go back to working backwards. You know, he can't preach on this first-pitch strike, which we've all learned as we grew up. He's got to start high and then work down, because these guys are attacking that first pitch fastball. And if he does that correctly and puts that first pitch fastball out of the zone, he's going to get guys to chase, expand the zone. And then when he throws that little slider in the dirt, he's going to get people to bite. But he can't continue, and he's starting to do that now. He can't continue to pump 94 first pitch fastball right down Broadway at the knees because he's getting crushed.
Wags, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon again, all right?
Awesome, boys. Have a good rest of your week.
Thanks, Wags. Yep.
Take it easy. That's Paul Wagner joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.